I'm Mary Shudden, and this is Making Sense of the Media. Filmmaker Jordan Peele recently used an impersonation of former President Obama to make a point.
Moving forward, we need to be more vigilant with what we trust from the internet. That's a time when we need to rely on trusted news sources.
That impersonation sounded a lot like Obama, and the video, which Peele did with BuzzFeed, was pretty convincing, too. Daniel Funke is part of the International Fact-Checking Network at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, and he's here to help explain how easy it is to manipulate what you're seeing online. How serious a problem is this?
This example is actually called a deepfake video. It's made with artificial intelligence to alter someone's appearance to make it look like they're saying something they're not. Luckily, these videos are pretty rare on the internet right now. The technology's burgeoning and it's really hard to make one. The vast majority of the altered videos that you see are probably real videos. They were taken a while ago and now they're put into a different context.
Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago when there were some strikes in Syria, there were a couple of videos circulating on Facebook that allegedly depicted those strikes. People thought that they were the strikes that we actually waged on Syria. Come to find out that those are actually from a strike in Ukraine from 2015. And the goal of those videos is really simple. It's really just to amass shares and thereby make advertising revenue by using Facebook's advertising platform.
And Facebook even says this is a problem, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, Facebook is very aware that multimedia does well on its platform. And in its efforts to counter misinformation, it's identified that as a key issue. Basically, Facebook is partnering with third-party fact-checkers to fact-check content on Facebook, and things that they deem false are limited in the newsfeed by up to 80%. So if a fact-checker sees a story and they say it's false, it's really unlikely that you'll see that story reappear in your newsfeed. However, that feature isn't currently available for videos. They just recently rolled it out for memes and images.
Really, what you're saying is that we have to be the police in doing the fact-checking ourselves. What can we do to not fall for some of these frauds?
Social media is a really emotionally charged environment. And you should recognize that the creators of these images, these videos, these fake news stories are trying to elicit some kind of emotional reaction from you. So the first thing you can do is think critically. Before you share anything, recognize what you're feeling. Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling angry? And if you feel any of those things immediately, you really need to second guess yourself. You need to say, why am I actually sharing this? And then the second step is to look at the sharer. Go back to the page, see if they're verified. If Facebook has verified that they're an authentic page, they'll have a blue check mark. And if you can't tell from the page, try reading the comments. If some of the comments are inflammatory, if there's any details lacking and it just seems like a partisan argument, it's probably not a good piece of information. And then the third thing you can do if all else fails, with a video, you can always take a screenshot, either with your phone or your desktop, and then you can upload it using Google's reverse image search.
Say that again. It's called reverse image search.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use Google's reverse image search to basically upload a photo and find where else that photo is published online. It'll find exact copies of that image published elsewhere, whether that be on Facebook, on Twitter, or on another news site. And that way you can see where the image is being posted, where it originated from, and if it was taken out of context. Videos are harder to fact check, they take more time, and there's a lot of them going viral. So the first thing that users can do is really just to take a step back and doubt things before they share them. That helps fact checkers out a lot.
Daniel Funke from the Poynter Institute, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.